All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We are back with the first issue of The Darkness, and that's pretty cool. Mark Silvestri art and Garth Ennis writing. This is way before The Boys. He's now known for The Boys and Preacher and several other great books, but before that, he did The Darkness. So let's get started. Issue number one. New York City, the Lower East Side, on a night so cold it hurts to breathe. What's he doing now? Getting ready to go. Uh-huh. Time to crap or get off the pot, Uncle Frankie. I don't know, Jackie. I like to be certain about these things. What do you think? I don't know, Uncle Frankie. All I can say is he looks like the kind of guy who'd rip you off. He has that kind of face. He does, huh? What the hell? Kill him. What? Holy God! No! Oh my God! My legs! Ah! What the hell are you? Oh, Jesus! Crush! Ah! 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 Blam! 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 Coming of age. 92nd Street. Mr. Estacado! How you doing, Jenny? Milk. Milk, I like me just the way I am. Oh well, don't we all? Man, this place. You ever look around a club like this and wonder how the hell you wound up here? Long way from the Bowery, that's for sure. I bet you're not wondering anything of the kind. Not me, I was born for the high life. Hey, how about a martini for the lady? Oh well, that's... How did you know I was drinking a martini? From the nearly empty one in your hand. Oh, that's right. Oh, I forgot. It's easily done. Shandy. Shandy, right. I'm Jackie. So what do you do? Are you a model? Oh, yeah. I'm hoping to be an actress. As a matter of fact, my Lamborghini's parked right outside. You live close? Yes, just 5 blocks. Let me get my coat. $12 for the martinis. Milk's on the house. Ought to come here more often. You know, this being the late 20th century and all, taking advantage of the mentally retarded is generally frowned upon. She's not retarded. Jackie, I just heard you promise to get her a walk on part of The Simpsons. Excuse me. Jackie, I just heard you promise to get her a walk on part on The Simpsons. He really is totally and utterly immoral. He's a mob enforcer. You'll find it goes with the territory. My lord, you don't think he's a little frivolous, maybe? He's all we've got. He's the champion our brotherhood's been waiting for. He will turn 21 at midnight tomorrow. When he comes of age, he will inherit a power beyond his vilest nightmares. He has less than 20 hours remaining of the life he knows. And we must be ready for him. Because if he knows the Angelus, that smug bitch has already made her plans. Less than ideal, the Brotherhood must be disappointed. But no matter, he dies at midnight anyway. Won't that be dangerous, lady? Wouldn't it be easier to kill him before the power can manifest within him? Why do you think I waited 21 years? I could have slain him in the womb. But to kill him just as darkness takes him in that moment of becoming means the end of the darkness as well, which means I win. 6 of my warriors should be sufficient. Excuse me. 6 of my warriors should be sufficient. Alert them. Little Italy. Well, you look like a man who got his itch scratched. Well and truly, all's right with the world, Vinny. Hey, just because Jackie Estacado gets them doesn't mean everybody's singing Louis Armstrong numbers, as you, my friend, are about to find out. Well, how was I supposed to know that? I thought he was stealing from me. Screw that, he was stealing from me. You never even announced the engagement. I mean, look on a bright side. Now you ain't gonna pay for the wedding. That geek you watched last night? Turns out he was 10 days away from being Tommy Macellani's son-in-law. Ah. No, I don't see why I gotta apologize, not after this morning. Hey, don't you push me, Marciani. Oh, yeah? Well, that's how you want to play it? Fine, you're going to regret this, you swan-off... Excuse me. You sawn-off son of a bitch. Wait and see. You're going to find out why they call me Kill the Children 2 Franchetti. God damn it. Jackie, are you a sight for sore eyes, son? Sorry as hell about all this, Uncle Frankie. Ah, oh, forget it. It was my call, right? Now we gotta go to war is all. You looking good, kid. Strictly speaking, Marciani already started it. He had Joey Finnegan decapitated earlier today. Must have found out Joey was working for us. But almost nobody knew about that. Yeah, that's problem number one. Somebody fed old Joey to the wolves. Somebody close to us. Wasn't you, was it, Mo? Me? Yeah, you. You're standing there in a pool of sweat. You're not looking too good, Mo. You nervous? Don Franchetti, Jackie, for God's sake, I always sweat like this. It's my size. For crying out loud, you know that? What the... Ugh! No! Trip! Boom! Oh my God. Sorry, Mo. Only thing I could think of at a short notice. It's okay, Jackie. You know the funny thing? What's that, Mo? I actually didn't rat on Joey Finnegan. Guy who threw it got away. Don Franchetti. How about that? Oh well, no hard feelings, Mo? No hard feelings, Jackie. I want Marciani face down dead in his pepperoni pizza. Get it done. Shea Estacado. Nice place. View of the park. Vinny. No one's getting Tommy Marciani without calling in an airstrike. I checked it out. That place of his is a fortress. Well, generally pretty good. We're well ahead on scalps. How about at your end? Cool, listen. Things are going to heat up tomorrow. You make sure Uncle Frankie keeps his head down, okay? Jackie. Huh? Your time, Jackie. Gun's no good, Jackie. Who the hell is this? Not against this, Jackie. Your time's come around. Dark time. Ah! Ah! He's screaming, my lord! That'll bring the Angelus. Get him out of here! Yeah! No fighting this, Jackie. Shouldn't want to fight, Jackie. Find him. This is all yours, Jackie. In here. Just let it happen, Jackie. It's your birthright. Jackie Estacado, listen to me. We're here to get you out. Get away. We can help you. Oh my God. They're here. My lord, they're here. The Angelus has... Ah! Ah! You don't have to die, Jackie. Pew, pew. Just let it out, Jackie. Let what out? What am I meant to do? Zing, zing, zing. Anything you want, Jackie. But let the darkness out. Crunch, crack, shoot. Slush, slush. Ugh. 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 Help. Don't be stupid. You got a sword stuck through your heart. You're a dead man. Tell me what the hell just happened to me. All of it. And I might just make it quick for you. You don't get it. You're the one. Have to go to liberty. Bakoom! Jesus. Decor by Freddy Krueger. Don't bother to get up. You Marcianis in one. He said put Jackie Estacado in the ground along with his bastard uncle. Don Franchetti? Ought to be breathing his last right about now. Don Marciani sent the Eastwood brothers. Don't you forget, Jackie. Anything you want, Jackie. Tell the fat bastard I said hello. Bakoom! Just let it out. Vinny? Jackie, where the hell have you been? Oh my God, the whole world's gone crazy. We got a slaughterhouse down here. Slow down, Vinny. Tell me what happened. We just got hit, right here in the neighborhood. Hard. Uncle Frankie? They got him. Ugh. He's on his way to the hospital now, but it ain't looking too good. I won't lie to you, Jackie. I think Marciani's already won. No, he hasn't. I'm going to end this thing tonight. New Jersey, 1 hour later. And keep your goddamn eyes open. Franchetti ain't out of the game yet. Yes, Don Marchiani. I swear, he's getting more paranoid by the hour. State-of-the-art security systems, them Godzilla-looking attack dogs, and 200 guys packing Armalites. And he's still scared to be left alone in the John. Tell me about it. We're all over this mother, Don Marchiani. You may dump in peace. Huh? You hear something? Nope. Help! Hey, holy God! Hang on, boss, Wirt. Oh, Jesus! Anything you want, Jackie. Didn't we say, Jackie? Oh, yeah. You'll do fine, Jackie. Go a long way, Jackie. I got about 100 questions, but mainly, what is the darkness? Haven't you guessed, Jackie? Darkness really likes you, Jackie. Lucky, lucky boy! He likes me, huh? And then he says, I got about 100 questions, but mainly, what is the darkness? And he says, haven't you guessed, Jackie? You are the darkness, Jackie. You have the power, Jackie. You can do anything, and you'll pay the price. To be continued. Alright. So that's all we've got for this month. I may try to stretch and do some other comics. It depends if I have time on the weekend. Weekends have been rough. There's been a lot going on at the house. A bunch more shit than normally goes on at the house. So I've been busy. I'm going to try, though. We're going to see what we can do. Because there's some Chaos comics that we're going to bring you that a fan found. I'm really thankful to that. Unfortunately, it's Reed comic, but that's all we've got. I couldn't find those scans anywhere else in the world. I have no idea where they came from. But I'm glad we got them. And we can finally do, what is it? Chaos Quarterly number 2, which is way back when. And I know it's going to be crazy to throw that in the playlist like that, but that's when we got it. So it is going to be a little outdated. And of course, we also have The Omen Vexed, which I told you I couldn't find anywhere. And this guy found it, and I'm going to be reading it. And of course, it's a little far back, but not as far back as the Chaos Quarterly number 2 is, which goes way far back. So some of you guys are going to have to do some refreshing, kind of check up on the older books if you don't remember what happened. Because we're going to go back a little bit when we do those. But the next book, you know it, it's coming. And I got to prepare for it. It's the final book of the Max. Yup, the last one. Remember I said it was the last one last month, but that's not the case. But now it absolutely is the case. We're doing number 6. That's the last volume of the Max. And it's the shortest volume of the Max, by the way. Just wanted to let you guys know that. So we're going to do that volume, and then we will start Invincible in July. I know you guys are looking forward to that. Apparently there's an Invincible fighting game. I don't want to say too much about it, but it didn't look that great. Like, I don't know that much about the Invincible world or characters, so I can't really talk much about it. I haven't seen the show or anything. So the comic is going to be a fresh introduction to that world for me. And hopefully I'll see stuff that would make a better fighting game. Like, I noticed all the characters had, like, the same jumpsuit. And maybe that doesn't bother you guys so much, but it did me, because they all seem like the same, a palette of the same character with different powers. I don't know. Like, I know there was a Power Rangers fighting game, and people could say, well, yeah, they're all the, different Rangers. And they would say, oh, well, they're all different heroes. Yeah, I guess that works. But I just noticed that there weren't many larger characters. They all kind of had the same vibe. And, I mean, fighting games, you really need, like, a diverse cast of characters. And this even goes back to the early days, like Mortal Kombat. You know, of course, the very first Mortal Kombat didn't have a lot of variation, but we got more variation in Mortal Kombat 2. And, of course, Street Fighter started out with just a few characters. But even they had a very diverse cast of characters. So that's always very important because, you know, you want to have a bunch of different types of, you know, like, of course, you had Blanca in Street Fighter 2, and that kind of made things a little different. And you have a character that's more of a wrestler, and, you know, there's so many different types of characters, and that's what made those games really fun to play. I mean, they still endure to this day, and of course, there's that Mortal Kombat collection coming out, which some of you guys didn't really grow up with Mortal Kombat, and you'll get to see it the way we saw it, so that I hope you guys will enjoy a lot. I am actually interested in the documentary parts, because this is a game that I remember they told you, just like these kind of comics, they're bad, and they'll rot your mind, and you shouldn't play it, and it's evil, and, you know, stuff like that. So I actually want to kind of go back to those times and see what it was like from Midway, from the developers of this game, what they were thinking about when they're like, oh man, this is the goriest, craziest game ever. Like, are we going to be thrown in jail? Because that's really crazy stuff, and it can happen in some countries, right? Back in that day, you're like, oh, you made this horrible game, and you're going to sell it to children. Of course, the game was never meant for children, but of course, every kid knows Mortal Kombat now. But, just like they know Grand Theft Auto and all that, you know, it is what it is. The kids always want to do the cool stuff the streamers are doing, so, you know, it is what it is. But, I mean, I was a kid when I played it. Oh, yeah, I was a kid when I played Mortal Kombat 2. And, yeah, my friend, my neighbor, he had Mortal Kombat 1, and he knew the blood code. So you'd always have to put in the blood code in order to change the blood from green to red. That was one thing you had to do on that first Mortal Kombat. But all right, guys. Anyway, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys back here with more great comics. Remember, we have the Max coming up. You don't want to miss that. And Spawn the week after. And we don't have bonus comics this week. But I am going to try to do some bonus books on the weekend, and we'll see how far I get with that. If they're up, you'll know it worked. All right, guys, I'm out.